Welcome back to Time Tested Mastery, Life Lesson Cell. I'm thrilled to have you join me today where we explore how to maximize results with less effort. We will discuss one of the most transformative principles for achieving success, the 80-20 rule. This simple yet profound concept can change the way you approach your business, your goals, and your entire life. Today, we'll also unpack how to identify and focus on high-impact activities, share some insights on sharpening your skills, and discuss how creativity and efficiency can help you achieve more with less effort. By the end of this episode, you'll have some tools to act on, as well as a call-to-action challenge to help you identify and list the three tasks that yield the greatest results for you. Plus, we'll explore how the 80-20 rule is evolving in today's world and how we all need to adapt to stay ahead. A big thank you to today's show sponsor, Cassie Winteroud at M5 Financial. Cassie is a San Diego native and seasoned lender with a diverse background in the mortgage industry. With over 16 years of experience, Cassie is known for her dedication to exceptional client service, earning her the title of the Friendly Lender. She resides in San Diego with her husband, Trevor, their 5-year-old son, Jake, and cat named Bacon. My sales team's clients and many of my own family members have worked with Cassie and all gave her rave reviews. If you are looking for an extraordinary lender, you can reach her at 858-999-1778. So let's start with a refresher on the Pareto Principle, also known as the 80-20 rule. This principle, discovered by economist Vilfredo Pareto, states that 80% of outcomes come from 20% of efforts. For example, in sales, 80% of revenue often comes from 20% of our clients. And sadly, 80% of all the sales are made up by only 20% of all salespeople. But here's an interesting and exciting fact. In some industries, this ratio is shifting to 90-10, meaning 90% of results are driven by just 10% of our efforts or people. This shift is a wake-up call to focus even more intensely on the highest value activities in front of us. Think about the areas in your business or your personal life where you can identify these high-impact efforts. We talked about your one thing previously, and this is a bit of an expansion on that concept. The Pareto Principle and the one thing both support the truth that it's not just about working harder, but more about channeling your energy into the right places. To go deeper, analyze your work or business metrics. Where do most of your results come from? Where did your clients on the closed deals you had last year come from? Is there one or two clients that make a high percentage of your business? Is there a pattern in your client database? Is there something that fits from your lead generation activities, your habits, or your products? Start identifying the critical few issues and ask yourself how you can invest more time and resources into the ones that work. You can do the same in your relationships. What activities seem to create more happiness and joy for you and your partner? Is it shared activities like watching movies together or taking a hike in nature? Do you prefer deep conversations? Ask yourself, when were you or are you the most healthy and fit? What exercise program or diet are you on? What contributed to that? It is good to go as deep as you possibly can into the cause and effect of your successes so you can do more of them. If there is an identifiable cause to missing the mark, you can simply remove that activity to increase your success. I know it sounds simple, but it does require effort. Let's talk about sharpening the saw, working smarter, not harder. One of the best ways to maximize results is by continuously sharpening the saw. A concept from Stephen Covey's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Sharpening the saw means investing in yourself through education, skill development, and self-care. Think of it this way. If you were cutting down a tree with a dull saw, it would take a long time, tire you out unnecessarily, and there would be no joy in the experience at all. However, if you took the time to sharpen the saw in advance, the task becomes faster and more efficient. The same applies to your work and personal growth. Doing something well is a lot more joyful than struggling with dull tools, right? This might mean taking a course to enhance your expertise in computer skills, reading books that expand your perspective, or even ensuring you're physically and mentally well rested. For example, if you're in sales, sharpening your skills might involve mastering all the tools from your contact management system. Or it might be improving your negotiation techniques. These small investments compound over time, leading to exponential growth and time savings. I understand the hesitancy and resistance of most busy people when they say, "I don't have time to read a book or learn that skill. I've got too much on my plate and I am just too busy." But here's the thing. If we invest 10 hours to learn a new, efficient way to complete a task we're already doing, and it ends up saving us 30 minutes every time we do that same task in the future, we get to save 30 minutes every time for the rest of our lives. That is an excellent investment of our time. We become more productive and save countless hours over our lifetime. Think about it. Additionally, think about the tasks you perform daily. Are there areas where you can optimize or streamline? The key to working smarter is continually seeking ways to make processes more efficient while maintaining or improving quality. Next, we will talk about maximizing your unique selling proposition, or USP. Your unique selling proposition is what sets you apart from the competition. When you identify and lean into your USP, you maximize your impact and results. Let's think about this concept a little deeper. Start by reflecting on your strengths and what makes you different. What do you do better than anyone else? This is where your core competence comes in. This could be a well-developed skill, a unique benefit, or even the communication style you use to connect with your clients. Your USP is your competitive edge, and when you focus on it, you naturally and without extra effort yield higher results. Here's an example. If your USP is exceptional customer service, focus on building deeper relationships with your clients. Send personalized follow-ups, anticipate their needs, and go the extra mile. These actions will likely fall into those high-impact category of the 80-20 rule. Then make sure you ask for their referrals. Raving fans are one of your best and time-effective lead generation tools. Done the right way, your clients will invest their time selling you to their friends. A word of caution. Make sure your unique selling proposition is truly unique. If your customer service program is like your competitors or just the industry standard, no matter what you choose to call it, it's not unique. In the absence of a meaningful difference between you and a competitor, you will be left to compete on price. That's not fun and it's not profitable. Also, consider how you can communicate your USP more effectively. Whether it's through your marketing materials, networking efforts, or client interactions, ensure that your uniqueness shines through. If it's a secret, it won't do you any good. Does everything you do support the message you want to send? I remember back in the day, salespeople touting professional service and marketing skills, and then showing up to a presentation with poor black and white photocopies, when quality color printing was available and just cost a few extra cents. Now, a couple of other tips. Let's look for efficient tools in creative problem solving. Efficient tools can dramatically increase your productivity, whether it's software for managing tasks, automation tools for repetitive processes, or templates for client communication. The right tools can save you time and energy. Nowhere is this more important today than the technology tools available to you through contact management software. From my observation, most people use less than 20% of their software's capabilities, not only for time savings, but for automating tasks and using artificial intelligence to identify opportunities in your database that you can't keep at the top of your mind. But there's more than simply mastering your tools. Creativity is just as important. Creativity allows you to find new and innovative approaches to solve problems with a new twist more effectively and even uncover opportunities you didn't realize were there. Repetitive problems provide an opportunity to proactively change your systems and prevent client angst, which gives you better reviews. If you're struggling to manage your workload, outsourcing or delegating could be an answer, or you could possibly reconfigure the whole process. If your systems have been in place for a while and you have added layers and layers to the point that it's become inefficient, a complete overhaul might be in order. Almost every challenge has a solution. If you look for one, you will find it. But being creative doesn't mean reinventing the wheel every time. An example of this can best be explained by sharing a phrase made popular about 15 years ago, infoties. I don't know where it originated, but the concept is pretty simple. Offer free information to the public or your potential client pool, which advertises your expertise and customer service mindset at the same time. It is very effective. Putting those two things together, making valuable information public as an advertisement, is far more effective than waiting for somebody to admit they are thinking about selling before they know you're even worth talking to. The more creative and efficient you are, the more you can maximize results with minimal effort by combining two or more activities. So let's get into an action step. List three tasks that you're currently doing that you know yield the greatest results. Take a moment to reflect on your work and identify the three tasks that yield those results. These should be the activities that drive your success and move you forward toward your goals. To help you go deeper, review all of your past successes. Look back over the past few months. What actions directly led to your biggest wins? Try to identify patterns and trends. Think about how you can leverage your USP. They play into your high-impact tasks. What activities amplify your competitive edge? And then think creatively. Consider tasks you might not have thought about before in a different way. Are there activities you can approach differently or prioritize more to see even better results? Once you've identified your three tasks, don't just stop there. Write them down, schedule time for them, and commit to doing them consistently. These tasks should become the cornerstone of your weekly and daily plans. The 80-20 rule is a game changer, but it's up to you to apply it. Focus on the vital few tasks or the unique ideas that create the biggest impact, and you'll see your results skyrocket. If you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who could use this insight, and let's help more people achieve success with less stress. Thank you for tuning in to Time Tested Mastery Life Lessons Sell. I'll see you next time as we continue mastering the principles that lead to lasting success.